Well, good afternoon and welcome to Live Well Lifestyle. And I'm hoping all my well-beings are out there being happy little elves this season. Today our topic is holiday family Christmas challenges. So yes, we do have that. This is Perrier, your host for the Live Well Lifestyle well-being portion, coming to you through a webinar, just to spread some ways that we can simplify our life encounters and come out happier, well-beings, and still have our peace of mind through the holidays with all the added activities and things. So holiday family challenges. Well, if you have a family, you have them. Getting together, everybody getting at the rice time, all the little details, and then we have the personalities. You know, let's be honest, when large family gatherings come together, there are always a few family members whose personalities and attitudes are challenging, to say the least. The whiny negative naysayers, the steal the spotlight storytellers, the alcoholic lovers who over-imbibe and become unpleasant to be around, and the professional agitators who like to stir things up. If only we could handpick our relatives, the ones we really wanted to be with. Alas, that never happened. So how do you deal with these personality types, and how can you shift them? First, have a positive intention for the outcome of the event. If it's a family Christmas gathering, I have an intention that this year our event is going to be totally fun, cheerful. No, you don't want to get into the negatives. You want to say it as if what it is going to be like. Full of love, good cheer, and harmony. So pick an intention that applies to yours. You can just make it up as you go. It doesn't have to be what I say. You could say, the more the merrier, the best. This is my best Christmas ever, bar none. So put it in words that fit for you. The best thing is to accept the other people as they are and have fun with them. No matter where they are and what they're doing, you can have fun with them. You can laugh it off. You're not going to change them, so save yourself the struggle of trying. Meet them where they are with laughter and say, oh, Uncle Charlie, I see you're still practicing the role of the grumpy grunge. You're so cute when you get on your soapbox, and I do love you, and give them a kiss on the cheek and walk away. Sometimes they haven't a clue how they sound until you do a little gleeful, not stabbing, not criticizing, just embracing what you're seeing and give them a kiss. And the great aunt with Alzheimer's, just play along with her. If she says, do I know you? You can answer with, well, you know, if we don't know each other, now is a good time to start. I'm so-and-so. Tell me about yourself. Whatever time period she goes to, meet her there, and like a good improv play, play along with imagination and create your own story. You might have fun. You can say, do you remember the time such and such? And you start talking about something you did with her, and if she says, no, I don't remember that. And she says, well, it must not have made an impression on you, but I really like that. Well, tell me about your family, or tell me about your life. Then, well, I can't remember very much. Can I tell you about mine? I have this great aunt, and she is just terrific, and this, that, and the other thing. So just play with it and have fun. The judgmental gossipers. Now, we always have somebody who wants to find somebody a few pounds larger than them and say something about it. Oh, so-and-so has really let themselves go. And they're really trying to make themselves feel better. And, you know, you say, you know, you may be right, but tell me three things you like about them. I want to hear the good stuff. This is Christmas. Tell me something you like about them. And shift them to looking for the good things in people and not the bad things in people. Complaining cousin Betty with six small kids. You'd probably get caught up in a whirl of complaining, too. First, acknowledge her. Hi, Betty. I just wanted to say how amazing you are to manage such a large household. Trust me, they will grow up looking back, and you will laugh at what you are crying about today. Hang in there, girl. Can I get you a glass of wine? Pour compliments on her. She needs them. Help her focus on, tell me some of the funny things that have happened in your life. Because when you get down to it, when the baby got into the paint bucket and decorated the wall in her room, you know, when it's all over at the time, it's a crisis and you're crying and you want to scream. You didn't want to clean up paint. But when you look at it now, you can laugh about it. I had a girlfriend that had two small children, and they were about a year apart, and they got into some paint in their room, and it was, no, they got into to grease, a bucket of Crisco, and they had it on the walls, on all their bed sheets, on their clothes, all over their face and their hair, covered with Crisco. Now, you know, as soon as you get through laughing, crying, you got to laugh about that. You've got a story to tell for years to come. Now, the professional agitators may need a not so subtle suggestion. When the right versus wrong arguments of politics get more full blown, these people love to get into an argument, and they will throw you a question where you have to take sides, and then they will take the other side almost invariably, or they will start expounding on why they think that's right, and they go on and they get loud, and it's like, I've got to convince you of my way. And it's okay to interrupt them. Says, okay, people, can we agree to disagree for the holidays and find a more pleasant topic? Or if you're going to turn a discussion into a roasting, I suggest you take it outside. We don't want to hear it. You know, it's Christmas. Spend some of the same energy spreading love and good cheer. You might suggest to them, instead of talking about politics and things that are out of our control right now, let's talk about what are some of the blessings in our life this year, something that really stands out that you're grateful for. And go around the room and steer them in a different direction and put that energy to telling something good and let everybody join in. And that's a much more compatible group. But sometimes you have to take the bulls by the horn and, you know, like a steer raster, flip them, turn them, and get them onto to something else. You can be the example of love and good cheer. I hope all of you watch. here it comes again. Bindi Irwin on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, gosh, if you didn't go back and try to get some reruns. She never met a challenge or a person she not only didn't like, but love full out. She walked into a room and it was like electricity was turned down on, always smiling, cheering someone on, never complaining, even with blisters on her feet and her toenails coming off. When she struggled with the step sequence, her choice was to laugh at it. She would just kind of shake it off, shake her arm and say, oh, that was horrible, and sat down and just laughed. She said, we got to try that one again, and she'd get up and do it again. While the others sat there and beat themselves up for not getting a difficult step routine. I mean, these professional dancers have been doing it for a long time. Give yourself a break. Quit beating yourself up and going into depression and sulking and pouting and saying, I can't do that. It's too hard. I never heard her say she couldn't do anything. And Derek is the most creative partner in the world. He's always thinking up things or doing. I saw flips and twists and things I had never seen on that show before because he had a willing partner. And he was just amazed at it, but she just made such a difference. And she didn't get mad at herself and pout and sulk. She jumped up and tried it again. And if she messed up again, she'd laugh again. You know, they say sometimes when you get mad at yourself, if you stop and turn around three times, you just feel silly, and it kind of breaks the spell of this resistance that's going on within you. She was totally fearless. She never doubted her ability. She looked at life as fun. just everything was something new to learn and something fun to do. It wasn't that it never occurred to her it couldn't be done. She's, how can I learn to do this? Oh, that'll be fun. You watched her parents, her mother and her little brother watching her, and he was so proud of her. He wasn't jealous. There was no jealousy between them. They're proud. She's proud of him, and he's proud of her, and she got to acknowledge him on the air and say that, hey, he's the scientist of the family, and he's this and this, and praise him for his good strengths. And, you know, most families, your little brother or sister is not in the spotlight like the big one is, would kind of really not be able to give that full-on-out smile. But there was no holding back with her little brother. He was as proud of her as Mom was. And so my wish for you this season is more Bindi, more love, more laughter, and more fearlessness, more willingness to try something new, more willingness to laugh at when you get it wrong, or if you have to wait too long, just laugh it off. And you lead the joy parade. Show them how to do it. You become Bindi. See how much joy and love you can spread going through complimenting people just on every little thing, their sweater, their hair, a little Christmas brooch they're wearing, giving them a hug, complimenting their family, something they've achieved this year, asking them about it. Just lead the joy parade, and people will cling to you and come to you like a moth to a candle. Just will not be able to resist it. Everybody wanted to be around Bindi. Now, for today's session, after I wrote this up, I wanted to draw a can-do card. I thought that would be an appropriate card. And I set an intention that the first card I drew would be the absolute perfect card. And I got chills when I drew it. The card I drew said, I cannot change another person. I let them be who they are, and I simply love who I am. Now, is that not what we've talked about all day? You just gotta love it. You know, my children are like oil and water. And when you have two children, they're not going to be the same personality styles. They're not going to achieve in the same way. But they each have their unique gifts and talents. They have things they love doing that the other one would hate doing. And it doesn't matter how many trophies one of them has won, they still are equal in the eyes of God. They have their unique gifts and talents, and that's with all of us. Even disabled people I have seen with so many more attuned skills and sensitivities and awareness to life. It's amazing. An attitude can be everything. So this Christmas, make your attitude the Bindi attitude. Give it a laugh, give it a smile, don't take life seriously. Go forth and be joyful. Now the rest of that card says, I'm going to start it from the top. I cannot change another person. I let others be who they are, and I simply love who I am. I get help when I need it from various sources. My support system is strong and loving. So when you're in that happy place, you attract like people with the same energy to help you and to feed into that like energy. And you start the joy parade. It's just, you glow. It's like you're a spotlight in the dark and people are drawn to you. So be the spotlight in the dark this season. Face every challenge with laughter. Don't take it serious. You know, if the roast or the turkey gets burnt, you know, it's something you can talk about. Remember that Christmas when we had that dried out turkey? Oh, that was hilarious. I thought Aunt so-and-so was going to have a heart attack. But you know, it happens when you're cooking and you've got 17 things in the oven and everything happening. And I think it all turned out pretty good after all. Look at us. We're pretty well fed. We don't need to gripe about one turkey being a little dry. We had turkey. Some people didn't. So look on the positive side. Be bright. Be happy. Or not. If you have a time you need to cry, go cry. If you're frustrated and down, go take a shower and kind of turn the cold water on for a little bit. It'll give you a wake-up call. Look at something you're grateful for. And the person who's aggravating you, find me three things you like about them. And see them as you want them to be, not as you don't think they can be. Yeah. And so, okay. Well, we've gotten a little bit, closed our session a little ahead of time. And it's been a joy to be with you, and my wish for you is that you have the best, most outstanding relationship, struggle-free holidays you can have. And I didn't mention the over-imbibers of alcohol. Now, that can be a challenge, and sometimes you need to isolate them. Sometimes you need to take that bull by the horns. But, you know, if they're not hurting anything but themselves, pour them another glass of wine and make sure they don't drive home. Just drive them home. They can pay the consequences later. It's not your obligation to make them feel better the next morning. And as long as they're not disturbing the community, let them be. You know, you can kind of isolate them, put them in a room, or take them outside, or get them away from the children. And there may be a time that it's time to tell them good night, have someone take them home, take their keys away. So take the bull by the horns when you need to, and give love and good cheer. Happy holidays, one and all, my little elves. Go out and spread the joy. This is Perrier, loving each and every one of you in this holiday season. Have a good one. Bye-bye.